Welcome, Chris. I know you've been here before, but this is the impressive entrance to my home, Echo Falls.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? It, for me, is what I would also nickname King's Landing.
Hmm. Now, and look at all of this. Like, these walls, if they could talk, so much has happened here, so much history.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to step in a minute, and then we're looking to find the vaults. We're looking for archive, aren't we? All the stuff that you've stored around Echo Falls, that is 24 years at the tap end related.
If you don't know what this is, it's an old feature that we used to do on our show.
Yeah. So basically, it took me 24 years to realise that I was sort of lying down at the wrong end of the bath. Mm. I had my head against the taps.
Didn't realise that that was wrong, did you?
No. And me and Scott were having a discussion. At 24 years old, I realised that was the wrong way round. But it was more than that. It was quite a deep moment. It was like an epiphany in my head. Something connected at that point. I don't know if it was the moment I became an adult. Mm. But I thought, right, 24 years at the tap end, what I'm going to do is reflect back on my life in the form of an autobiography.
So it is basically, yeah, an audio autobiography of Chris's life up to that point. And people seem to like it. But this is in the days before podcasts were massive. And now they are. Why not put it on one?
Yeah. And we should have done it earlier, actually. This is a great idea. Yeah. But first, we've got to find all the old 24 years at the tap ends. Now, I should warn you, it was a different time on the Scott Mills Show. We could get away with different things that maybe we couldn't now. It worries me about some of the stuff we might find in these tapes.
Oh, no,
stories from my life, like stuff that I've kind of hidden away a little bit.
Mm. All the episodes are here somewhere, though, in the house.
And let's not forget, Becky was on the show at this point.
Yeah, Becky used to present on the show with me and be the producer, one of the producers as well. So you'll hear her chipping in. And yeah, it's just Chris reflecting on his life up until this point.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. A winning goal is everyone's aim. It doesn't matter how you score it. I was aware that I was hanging free, but there was little I could do. I removed my robes and tried the best I could to cover up with my sword.
It looks a bit like he's stroking himself.
Hey? I'm trying to remember what the German for mother
Mutti,
is.
Oh, Mutti,
Mutti.
Mutti? Yeah.
I thought that was her name.
The woman came back in as I stood there cupping my spuds for cover.
Everyone
can
in that
you?
Room. Yeah, because everyone.
You can tell someone's nationality by how their farts.
Well, no, because I was giggling a little bit, right?
He looked a bit weird and regretted walking home through town in a skimpy top. And one by one, the lads each said they would like a pint, except for Webbo, who fancied a Bailey's.
24 years.
At the tap end.
So enjoy it. It's going to be here from next Monday.